Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This is Mary Magdalene Radio, and I am Rachel Goodwin. And tonight, joining me will be Bonnie from San Diego. She is not on the call at the moment, but I think she will be soon. We'll be having some announcements. And then opening meditation, we've got some lovely things for you tonight. Some chanting and some prayers. And we're so happy to welcome you to Mary Magdalene worship for this Sunday service when two or more gather in my name. To call in the energy of the Divine Mother, I'm going to first chant for you a beautiful Sanskrit chant. I first heard this chant from a Buddhist nun called Annie Choining Drolma. And if you want to look for it after the show, just Google Drolma, D-R-O-L-M-A, and chant, and she has some beautiful, beautiful stuff on the internet that you'll be able to find. Okay, so this chant. Namo Ranajraya Yaho, Namo Arya Yaho, Na Saikaharu Vero Chan. Yuharachaya tatakataya arahate samyak sambhutaya namo sarva tatakate behi arahate behi samyak sambhute behi namo arya aravalokite Shwaraya Bodhisattvaya Mahasattvaya Mahakarunikaya Tadya Taharom Dara Tahara Diri Diri Duru Duru Ite wo te chale chale prahai chale prahai chale kusume kusuma veri mele chiti chwalam apanaye soha. Okay, and I think I can see Bonnie here. Are you there, Bonnie? Are you there, Bonnie? Is that you, Bonnie? I can see callers on the switchboard.
Can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you.
I am.
I'm so sorry about that. I think I may have not pressed a right button somewhere.
Here. I am here, but I cannot hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
You can hear me.
I can
Wonderful.
Hear you. There we go. I just introduced
I'm wondering
the service
if I
should... and sang a chant. But I think we can just start from the beginning again. Can you hear me, Bonnie?
Okay, it's getting. I'm getting. You know,
yeah.
I'm getting. Should I use the?
No.
I can't hear very well. Hi, Rachel. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, I'm just hearing you through my phone, and I'm sorry we're not able to connect in the radio blog, but it's wonderful to be with you on the telephone.
It is. Let me just... Can you hear me now on your computer?
No, just on... Yes, I can. I can hear... can you listen to this? I think we've got the microphone, but I'm sorry we're having all these technical problems, but we'll work it out. I can hear you on my phone. And we have someone
you can't hear me on the computer?
Correct.
Because I have you on there as kind of being live. No?
Okay. So, it was a beautiful chant. I could hear that.
Okay.
And
thank you.
So let's... just begin as far as introductions. I just want to welcome you, Rachel. It has been such a joy to get to know you and to work with you and to be able to offer this worship on the internet. It's so powerful to me for these connections that we're making on the internet are like the imaginal spiritual realm. We can't see them, but we know that they're there, and we are both dedicated to that spiritual invisible realm that is where love is made and where all of the religious teachers come to teach us to feel confident and to learn practice. So thank you, Rachel, for being my partner in this. And I welcome everyone from all the time zones and look forward to this monthly worship.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say welcome again to everyone listening in live tonight and to everyone, you know, who'll be listening on the recording after the show. And it's really wonderful to be here in this way.
Yes, it is. And we are going to be offering several things. The Church of Mary Magdalene is a home internet radio blog church that opened last week here in our backyard in Southern California. All are welcome. And then we're going to be doing this worship once a month and then also doing an interview show once a month. And that is scheduled. Rachel, do you remember when that's going to be?
I think it's the 7th of October. It's a Wednesday evening.
Yes, Wednesday evening in Denmark, and then a Wednesday morning here in California. And then we have a couple of other announcements. We have I do Dream Skype work every Thursday, 7 to 9 Pacific Standard Time in California, that all are welcome to come. And again, this is a way to honor this imaginal, spiritual, invisible realm where there is great holiness that we can connect to. And we need support, we need beloved community, and we need teachers to guide us in honoring this spiritual reality that has been denied for too long. Also, I'd like to invite people to come. We're doing an animal blessing here on October 3rd, a Saturday morning in California, and another Day of the Dead celebration, which is a wonderful Mexican holiday, on November 1st, 1 p.m. And I think I mentioned to you, Rachel, I hope to have this book study / scripture study, which is going to be Cynthia Bourgeau's book, The Meaning of Mary Magdalene, a profound book. And as soon as we have interested people, we will begin this on Skype, and I am suggesting Monday evenings, 7 to 8:30 California time. Please go to my website, www.revbonnietarwater.com. And Rachel, what's your website?
My website is www.sarayei.com. I'm going to be doing some online Sarah initiations on the 17th of October. So if you feel drawn to finding out more about that, you can look at on sarayei.com on the events and workshops page. I still have just a couple of places for that if you're interested.
And Rachel, I participated in one, and it was a very meaningful and beautiful experience. And again, even more profound in that you offer this on the internet. So we are continuously reminded that the spiritual realm connects us wherever we are geographically.
Yes.
Also, I want to just let people know, I have my first publication. It's on Amazon.com, and it's For Our Common Home, edited by John Cobb, and I'm so excited. It's a response to the Pope's encyclical, so I hope people will look at that. And you have publications also available on Amazon, don't you, Rachel?
I do. So it's a Kindle book. I haven't sort of prepared myself to talk about that. So okay.
I've read it and enjoyed it. And the other announcement is that I'm going to be going to the World Parliament of Religions. I don't think I mentioned that to you, Rachel, October 14th through 19th. So if any of our listeners want to join me or come, I will be there. We'd like to open our worship with an opening meditation, and it's by Anne Baring. She is your English countrywoman, Rachel, and a woman that I have such high regard for. I've read so many of her wonderful books. This is from a book called The Dream of the Cosmos, A Quest for Soul. So if you'd like to begin our worship, Rachel, with this opening meditation with words by Anne Baring.
Okay, thank you. From a Jungian perspective, the phenomenal sales of these books about Mary Magdalene reflect the power of a returning archetype and the unconscious longing for the union of the masculine and feminine principles at the highest levels, reflected in the close and loving relationship between Jesus and Mary Magdalene. The child born of their relationship signifies, in an archetypal sense, not the fruit of the bloodline of Jesus, but the birth of a new level of consciousness in the whole of humanity.
We have an opening prayer. It's from Miriam Gervais Winter. Our Mother, who is within us, we celebrate your many names. Your wisdom come, your will be done, unfolding from the depths within us. Each day you give us all that we need. You remind us of our limits, and we let go. Support us in our power and the act of courage. For you are the dwelling place within us, the empowerment around us, and the celebration among us, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And we'll go right into a prayer that everybody knows, St. Francis' prayer. He was a mystic that lived 1,000 years ago and had a female partner, Clara of Assisi. This prayer is dedicated to him. Make me an instrument of our peace. There is hatred, let me so know. Where there is injury, pardon. There is doubt, where there is despair, where there is darkness, night, and where there is sadness, joy, and where there is sadness, joy, joy, joy. God grant that I may not so much seek a soul as to console, to be understood as to understand, to love as to love. For in giving love we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Amen. Amen.
That was lovely, Bonnie. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It'll be better next time when we get our microphone to work. And then we have a very special scripture reading. and it's from the Gospel of Mary Magdalene. And so many people, Rachel, don't even know this exists. And it's so exciting that many of these ancient Gospels, which were left out of our canon in the Bible, and they have been found in great archaeologic digs. One of them actually was found in an antique store in Egypt, and it's the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, signifying that she was a teacher and that this represents her community. We have a reading from the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, and we also have a reading from the Gospel of Matthew.
And the reading from the Gospel... Oh, sorry. The reading from the Gospel of Matthew is chapter 18, verse 20. And Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am in their midst." And that's from the Inclusive Bible, the first egalitarian translation. The second reading is from the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, line 4-6. And that says, "All that is born, all that is created, all the elements of nature are interwoven and united with each other." And that was edited by Karen King.
Thank you, Rachel. These are such beautiful gospels and teachings of both Jesus and Mary Magdalene, who many of us do believe were connected both at a soul and spiritual level, but also as teachers. For Mary Magdalene, many of us have a sense that she was indeed his very best student and had such great spiritual gifts. It is not an accident that she was the first to see the risen Christ in this imaginal spiritual realm. But this reading from the Gospel of Mary Magdalene is so important because it's about our interconnection. And this is this idea that we are all an interconnected web of life, and that everything we do affects everything else, and that we are all connected. We are not separate. And this is this great metaphor that the internet and our interconnections here on Radio Blog and on the internet give us, make manifest, that we can truly experience as we're talking together on this radio blog, as we are listening to the words of these great religious ancient wisdom teachers, as we reflect upon them together across the earth, that we are interconnected. And as we interconnect with people from California to Denmark and everywhere in between, we are awakening to the divine feminine and the spirit of Mary Magdalene and to Sarah. Quantum physics and ecology are now teaching what mystics like Jesus and Mary Magdalene have been teaching for thousands of years. There is great life in nature. All of nature is alive. And quantum physics tells us that at the subatomic level, that there's this great, grand dancing and interconnecting and lovemaking that's going on at a cellular level, as well as in the great galaxies that are millions and trillions miles away. We have this vastness in our universe and this vastness of interconnections within us, body, mind, and spirit. And so we begin in our first worship with an anointing ritual, which is the ritual of Mary Magdalene in the Bible. It was Mary Magdalene who anointed Jesus. And as we claim this very beautiful and sacred religious ritual, and as we enact it in all of our Church of Mary Magdalene activities, we are being reminded that we need to moisten and soften our hearts and our spirits in order to connect with one another. Christ means the anointed one. And it was an ancient practice that everyone in the ancient world knew. All cultures had an anointing ritual whereby the divine feminine was anointed with the divine masculine. And these are archetypes and symbols and aspects that are within each of us. This is not a woman's church. This is a people church. This is a church for all of creation, where we anoint ourselves in all the places where we have been separate. Mary Magdalene indeed is the sleeping beauty who has awakened, who is leading us towards these rituals, these practices, these teachings of connection and relationship. Cynthia Blanchot says in her wonderful book, The Meaning of Mary Magdalene, where did Jesus learn to love this great outpouring of love he had for all creatures and for God? Where did he learn this radical new teaching of unconditional love, even for our enemies? Where did he learn this? And she says, quite provocatively, she learned it from Mary Magdalene. And then she goes on to say, well, of course, they learned it from one another. And this is the lost teaching of Christianity, that we use relationship as our spiritual practice. We use relationship and open our eyes and our hearts and our soul to the aliveness of everything in nature. We have a planetary crisis that we have separated ourselves from our nature, our human nature, our animal nature, and from all those life forms on Earth that we have begun to just pour toxic poisons into. We are in a horrific planetary crisis. And Jesus and Mary Magdalene lived also in a time of great crisis. The Roman Empire was a very power over, dominant over power structure that was very painful for them and for all who lived in that time. And we live in a time of great suffering, of great power over domination models. And the way out and through will be in loving relationship. And Jesus and Mary Magdalene are our teachers. The internet and this radio blog make manifest that this invisible realm is real. Science tells us that now 97% of the universe is dark matter. And all of us know that love is real, even though it's not a table or a chair. All of us need to work on our practices with teachers. We need to work on our spiritual practices of this anointing, of making our hearts and our spirits and our souls and our psyches moist enough to connect to the divine, to connect in loving care with one another, to connect in loving, moist, sexual, this is a symbolic sexual union where we can be interconnected and fall in love with all of God creation and with God and Goddess. We are all interconnected. We will close our service with an anointing ritual that will make manifest, and on a spiritual level will connect us, that we are all listening on this radio blog, connected, and we dedicate our lives to learning to be instruments of peace and love in God's beautiful creation. We give great thanks and say amen.
Amen.
And now Rachel is going to be doing the practice of threefold flame and silent prayer.
Thank you, Bonnie. Just before I do that, I just want to say that if people want to join in the anointing that we're going to do at the end of today's service, then you just need a little bit of oil, just a bit of vegetable oil that maybe you have in your kitchen, or even just some water, and then you can join in with that anointing. So the practice of the threefold flame, this is a really lovely practice that I developed about 10 years ago now, and it calls in the energy of the Master Jesus, it calls in the energy of Mary Magdalene, and it calls in the energy of their daughter, Sarah, and it creates this wonderful holy and sacred trinity that you can kind of imagine around you and sit within. So in times gone by, I've used it as a forgiveness ritual, used it for meditation, I've shared this with other people. And tonight I'd like to show you the practice and demonstrate it for you. It's three very simple chants. The first two came from a chanting book about Sanskrit chants. And the third one for Sarah just came to me inspirationally. It just started going around my head one day and just appeared there. And I find that it just calls in a lovely energy. So when I'm doing the chants, I tend to imagine that Master Jesus's energy is coming in on my left, just behind me. So it's like a supporting force, and I see his energy is very solar and very yellow and sort of gold, I guess. And then on my right, just behind me, I call in Mary Magdalene's energy, and I see her coming in there with this beautiful, beautiful soft pink colour. And then lastly, I call in Sarah, and she's kind of on the apex of the triangle in the front. She's those two energies that have come together in the sacred marriage and have created this beautiful oneness. And she's at the apex of that triangle because the way I see her is she's the one kind of driving forward now. We're ready for this oneness energy that she's holding. And then you can just sort of sit and bathe in that energy. So I'll just chant that for you now. Om Yesu Christaya Paramatmane Purusharavataraya Namaha. Om Yesu Christaya Paramatmane Purusharavataraya Namaha. Om Mataram Mata Magdalena Mata Jagadamba. Om Mataram Mata Magdalena Mata Jagadamba. Om Shri Sadaye Narayani Namostute. Om Shri Sadaye Narayani Namostute. Om Shri Sadaye Narayani Namostute. And now we can just take several minutes just to sit in silent prayer, sitting within these beautiful energies of the Holy Trinity.
Amen, Shalom, and blessed be. We ask everyone to join and knit their spirits and souls in the spirit of prayer. We say prayers now for all of creation, for the earth, for the moon, the stars, the galaxies. We give great thanks. We give great thanks for every breath we take and for this interconnection that is holy, that we are honoring here today, that we are practicing, turning over, that we may be instruments of the great wisdom and love that lies in these invisible realms. And we send out our love and our prayers to all of those in need, all of those who are poor and all of those who are poor in spirit. We say prayers for our Mother Earth, who cries out in anguish and pain in this time of great planetary crisis, where there is great war and pollution. There is great greed and violence, and we send our prayers out to all of those who are being harmed and all of those who are harming. And we ask for this very high teaching to love our enemies both within us and around us, for it is only in love that we will heal and we will transform and have an awakening of consciousness. We say special prayers for Rachel, for the Pope, for all religious leaders everywhere, that we may join together and claim the wisdom that is needed here on our earth, that we may be instruments and sources to find ways of peace and love. We say special prayers for all of those here in California who are suffering from tremendous fires from the drought, all of those in Japan who are suffering from floods, from all of this climate change, from people all over the planet who are suffering from great poverty, from all of the ramifications of greed over, dominant over systems that have to be reformed. We say prayers for the Syrian refugees, for all refugees everywhere. We ask that we bind ourselves as a human family, knowing that we are all of us related. We ask for guidance. We send out blessings. We fill our hearts with gratitude for this opportunity to be on Mary Magdalene Radio and for the beginnings of the Church of Mary Magdalene. And we ask for blessings on our work, on our ministry, on our time together, that it may be a source of inspiration, of healing, that we indeed may become instruments of peace and consciousness raising for our human family and serve all life forms in God's beautiful and magnificent creation. We fill our hearts with thanks and say amen.
Amen. And I would like to offer a visualization. It's another way of praying, really. If you'd like to join me with this, just imagine now, just feel yourself very grounded in your physical space, wherever you are, sitting or lying or standing. And just shut your eyes. Take some nice deep breaths. And just imagine that you are going up high above the earth. So high that you can, with your awareness, look down and see the earth beneath you. And from this place, you can connect to some of those things that are happening, maybe in your life, maybe somewhere else on the earth. Some of those things that kind of get you, yeah? These are your personal bugbears. These are your particular things that, you know, when you see it on the TV, you know, make you feel a bit depressed, or, you know, it's something grinding in your everyday life. Just feel those difficulties and those challenges for a moment. Just kind of be honest, call them into your awareness, And then what I want you to do is just imagine. So we're talking your life, we're talking globally, other people, you know, we're extending it outwards from you to everything and everybody else and all the things on the earth. And just feel those difficulties. And then imagine their polar opposite. Imagine that, what would it look like if that kind of grinding, dragging, things going down feeling, what if it was the exact polar opposite? What would that look like? And imagine that visually, imagine it as a feeling, imagine it as a sound. What would you be saying? What would you be saying if that was that polar opposite? Imagine what it would be saying on the news if that thing that kind of got you down was now the complete opposite and just as much in the positive as it was in the negative. And really, really focus on what that looks like, what that sounds like, what that feels like, and send it into that earth that you're floating above and looking down on. Send it into that earth. This is your gift. This is your gift. The things that get us down the most, they're the things that we can do the most about and put the most positive and healing energy into. That's why we feel them, yeah? That's why they get us so much, because we can do this, yeah? Each of us has a different bugbear. Each of us has a different cross to bear, one could say, yeah? Just really pour that positive energy in. And just whenever, you know, you find yourself watching the news or feeling depressed about something, this is a great exercise to do. It's a great exercise to do. And I'm not taking away from, yeah, we need to take action in real life, because yes, we do. But this can provide the energy we need to make that happen. So just to make sure you're all back in your bodies and grounded again, see yourself floating back down into earth, being in your body, and kind of maybe even just looking around and maybe things being a little bit lighter. Okay. There we go. So did you want to give us Amazing Grace, Bonnie?
Yes, I just wanted to share too, Rachel, this visualization of the earth. And, you know, I did a lot of traveling and I lived overseas when I was a child. And I thought that I almost feel as if my spiritual journey began in airplanes, looking down at the earth as a child and seeing the oneness of the oceans and the mountains and the sky. Mm. And there's something about that practice of visualizing the earth that I have found since I was a child to be profoundly important in my understanding the oneness with all of creation. So I thank you so much for that. Amazing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. It's mine now. It was grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my fears revealed. How precious did that grace appear? I first believe. Let's all hum together. Life of now, amen.
Blessed be. And now I'd like to offer to you a healing meditation. So if you're not already sitting or lying somewhere comfortable where you can have your eyes closed, then maybe you'd like to do that now. And take some more deep breaths as we go into sacred space together. Creating a circle of heart light around the globe. And just imagine the circle of energy that we are creating. The circle of love. Kale Aloha. A circle of heart lights. And again, feel yourself firmly grounded into this time, this place, this now. And send out roots from the bottom of your feet that grow down deep into the heart of Mother Earth. And in your mind, think of somewhere beautiful in nature where you would love to be. In your mind, think of somewhere beautiful in nature where you would love to be. And in this special place, feel yourself breathing in calm. Feel yourself breathing in serenity. And as you rest here in this beautiful place in nature where you love to be, you start to get an image of a rose. And it can be any color that you like. You start to get the image of a rose. And you can feel that this energy of the rose is coming from your heart. It's coming from your heart. And the rose is unfolding one petal at a time, very slowly and delicately, very gently. Like in slow motion, until it shows all of its beauty. And yet in every stage, it is beautiful, whether open or closed and unfurled. And as you gaze in your mind's eye on this image of the rose, it is given to you to see and understand that this is your life's work to unfold each petal of your soul. It's your life's work to unfold each petal of your soul. And before you, another rose appears. And this is the rose of Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene's rose appears before you, and it is the shining beauty of her soul held in that rose, shining beauty of her spirit. And she comes to us now with her energy, a spiritual teacher. She comes to us as a spiritual teacher, as a spiritual guide, and a wisdom keeper. And she comes to us as a friend and a sister. Breathe in the energy of the rose now. Feel it fill your body. Feel it fill your heart. Feel it fill your mind. Feel it fill your whole nervous system with calm serenity. And you breathe it into every cell, every DNA strand. You breathe it into all of yourself. And let it calm and ease you, as all is well. All is well. All is well. Blessed be. And I was going to go straight into a channeling of Sarah now. Some of you maybe haven't come across channeling before or heard of it, but it's a way of, the concept is of connecting to high vibrational energy, such as angels and ascended masters or divine beings, and asking for their teachings and words of wisdom, but also it brings through their divine energy. So when I open up to do a channeling, the words that come through are often very inspirational, but it's more the energy that comes through. And when people are listening to a channeling, they can kind of connect to things that maybe I'm not saying because of the energy that's coming through. So each of you will kind of get your own, that wants to receive this energy, will get your own truth and your own inspiration and your own healing, because there's no limits on this channeling energy, you know. It's time and space don't really come into it. And I'm a channel for Sarah. I work with her and offer myself as a conduit for her words. Sarah's very much in the etheric, very much in the etheric plane. So she's very, very close to us on the physical plane. She's just a heartbeat away. So when I channel, what I do is I just go quiet for a few moments, and then when I start speaking again, I'll say something like, "Welcome, I'm Sarah," and then that's Sarah's words coming through. So I'm going to ask her to give us a channeling for our service today.
Rachel, I would just like to say how important it is that you are offering the channeling of Sarah, and that it's an opportunity for us to reclaim the ancient wisdom spiritual practices that are in the Bible, that these are kinds of prophecies that people in the ancient world had no problem with assuming that this was powerful and real, and that we've become so literal. We have become disconnected to our souls, our spirits, and this way that we can connect and interconnect with things beyond space-time reality. So I just want to say thank you for helping to reclaim something that is an ancient practice.
Oh, wow, Bonnie. Thank you for saying that. It's very, very healing. Okay, here we go. Welcome, I am Sarah. I give thanks to all of you who are listening to these words today. In my mother's temple, the Magdalene, I serve as handmaiden. She has much to give, and I am of her lineage. I represent a force and a power that is flowing into the earth to help bring about the new age of Aquarius. And that force and that power helps each person holding the divine's light in their heart to come a little closer. And each person has that divine light in their heart. All of my teachings and my healings and my work are to help you connect to that divinity inside yourself. All the healing, all the solutions, all the wisdom is held within each one of you. Each one of you has your perfect part, perfect piece of the puzzle, which makes up the whole. there is not one of you that is not an integral part of the Divine's plan, and you are all the Divine's hands and feet upon the earth. You are all loved. You are all blessed. We are coming into the time of year now. In this part of the world, in this hemisphere, in Europe, where we are coming into an equinox and the day and night will be of equal length. This is an important time for healing, and some of you may have been feeling its effects in difficulties and challenges to your health and life as we come up to this date. I send you blessings now, energy and healing, to help feel the balance within yourself. And if you wish to receive this healing and this energy, you can just simply breathe it in as you listen to my words. I am Sarah, daughter of the Magdalene, daughter of the Christ Jesus. And I stand in my power now, as empowerer, as teacher, ready to awaken those who wish to come more closely to the beautiful light that is held within you all. I am Sarah, and I give you my love. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be. Amen.
Blessed be and amen.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you so much. And it is, as we are connecting on these invisible radio blog waves, we are interconnected and connecting with the ancient spirits that have gone before us. And we feel them and their power being with us now, and all of the potentiality of their moving us forward. And we will now begin our anointing ritual. And we have this anointing that will separate all of the ways that we have been disconnected from our ancient wisdom teachers, all the ways that we have been separate from the divine feminine within us and in our world, all the ways that we have been separate head and heart, all the ways that need to be connected in love making. We need this oil, this lubrication, to have the male and the female, the head and the heart, the east and the west, all of these things that have been asunder need to come together now in this anointing. We ask for blessing on this anointing ritual. Anointing is the symbol of Mary Magdalene, who anointed Jesus. Christ means the anointed one. And we anoint ourselves and invite all those with us to anoint themselves in the name of Christ Sophia. May this anointing join us together, that all has been, that has been separated may be joined in love.
We anoint today in the name and spirit of Mary Magdalene. We anoint ourselves and one another in the name of Sarah, who comes from the sacred love that Jesus and Mary Magdalene shared.
Awaken, sleeping beauty. Rise, Mary Magdalene. Rise, Sarah. Take your place as spiritual teachers and leaders.
I anoint the Church of Mary Magdalene that it may be a conduit and healing ointment for our wounded spirits. May this anointing bring together the male and female within us and around us.
I anoint the Mary Magdalene radio blog that it may be a source of healing grace to bring us together as a human family.
I anoint myself in the name of Sarah, the daughter of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, the symbol of the birth of a new consciousness.
I anoint myself now, and I anoint Eli, our technological angel, in the name of the Mother, Father, God, the God of love, the love between and surrounding Jesus and Mary Magdalene. We give thanks.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
And blessed
be.
And we now ask, Rachel, for a offering for the Church of Mary Magdalene, and it may continue. And Eli, today, is going to connect us to PayPal on my website. So we plan to build this church, both a home and internet radio blog church. And we will, of course, be giving a percentage of our all gifts that will be going to different kinds of needs, refugee needs, and all of the kinds of needs that are calling to us. So we ask you to give graciously that we may continue in this important ministry.
Holy One, we give thanks for the giver and receiver and the sacred circle of gracious generosity and love. Amen and blessed be.
Amen. We have a closing prayer that is again by the very wonderful Catholic nun, Marian Therese Winter, wrote this song. May the blessing of God go before you. May her grace and peace abound. May her spirit live within you. May her love wrap you round. May her blessing remain with you always. May you walk on holy ground. Blessed be. And we have now just a few moments, Rachel, to check out this wonderful tradition. We just get to share how we're feeling. How are you feeling, Rachel?
I'm relieved. We managed to get something out on air. And it's, you know, it's how it goes, isn't it? Things go wrong.
You know, this is why the spiritual realm is just, we need to be reminded, the spiritual realm never breaks down, so.
And I just wanted to mention again, because we didn't really get to, like, introduce things as we wanted to at the beginning, but I just wanted to mention again that we're going to be doing a talk show in a couple of weeks, and, you know, we're going to be talking about why we're setting this up and why it's important, and, you know, you can find out a bit more about what we envision for the future as well, because we've got some great ideas and some lovely, lovely visions. And I think, Bonnie, I think you mentioned that Margaret Starbird is going to be a guest on one of the shows in the future.
So exciting, because she is really, we need to give her thanks. She wrote some of the very first books on Mary Magdalene. And my understanding is that the gentleman who wrote The Da Vinci Code actually was in part inspired by her books. So her books, you know, The Woman with the Alabaster Jar and many others about Mary Magdalene have been life transformative for many of us. Mm. And she is an excellent scholar, but what she tries to do is make this biblical scholarship accessible to us. So it will be a great honor to have Margaret Starbird, which is actually her real name. It sounds like it's a made-up name, but she's my friend, and she's given her blessing to us, and it means so much to us. So we will look forward to talking
it's
with
so
her.
It's so exciting.
Yes, very exciting.
Yeah, and we'll also be looking for other people to interview on the show, but we'll talk about that more next time. We've just got just under a minute left, Bonnie. So would you like to just say a few words to check out?
Yes, I feel so excited, Rachel, to make this connection with you. I don't think it's an accident. I think we're meant to be together. And it's so important that we offer worship. Worship is a way that we can bring our spirits together for healing. And may we dedicate this service to our becoming active in this world in all the ways that will be loving and transformative. And I feel really excited. I feel so grateful. Eli is here on my side, and we're going to he's already committed, so we're going to iron out.
That's it, Bonnie. We've got to end the show now. So amen and adios.
Yes, and together the people said amen and adios, which means in Spanish, go with God.
That's it. That's it.
That's
there
it.
We go.
Here we go. Adios.
Always. Okay, I see 7 seconds. Are you?